This is Chris Brown, host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Before we start the show today, I want to let you know how serious I am about helping you get out of debt this year. In fact, I'm so serious about it that I've worked out a deal just for our listeners. You can get the Financial Peace University DVD Home Study for only $99. Did you hear that? $99. You may never see this price again. The deal is only available at stewardship.com by entering the promo code Chris Brown. No spaces. That's Chris Brown with no spaces. That's what you need to do to get the Financial Peace University DVD Home Study for only $99 at stewardship.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Today, we are excited to welcome Shanti Feldman to the program. She's a best-selling author and speaker who will be chatting with us today about relationships. But Chris, I thought this was a stewardship show. Yes, we are stewarding these relationships. Psalm 24:1 says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, which means everything that the earth consists of, that is relationships. So those relationships that we're in, they're not ours, they're God's. And we are to steward those relationships faithfully, because 1 Corinthians 4:2 says those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. So today we're talking all about relationships, but first I want to remind you that if you think that maybe you're getting a late start on getting your finances in gear, it's not too late. The Financial Peace University DVD Home Study can help you get right on track in the comfort of your own home. And check this, only $99. Go to stewardship.com, use the promo code Chris Brown with no spaces to access this limited time offer, and more details later on in the show. Well, let's get right to it. Shanti is well known all over the country for helping men and women, check this out, understand each other. You ever look at the other gender and just wonder? I know my wife looks at me and she just wonders. I mean, she's wondering what in the world is going on in this guy's brain. She's a social researcher, a speaker, a best-selling author, and two of her books are titled For Women Only and For Men Only, which have sold more than 2 million copies in 24 languages, by the way. So pretty cool to have her on the show. Shanti, thank you so much for joining us.
I am delighted. Thank you. I'm just glad to have a chance to talk about this stuff. You're right. Stewarding these relationships is just as important or more.
I know that our Leadership Momentum podcast that we have as well here from Ramsey Solutions is airing this week as well, and you're talking about this very same stuff. This is great research, and I'm hoping that I can encourage folks on this podcast as well and on this radio show. Shanti, people tend to think that relationship problems are hard to solve right there when you're in the middle of it, but you say that you found something else in your research.
Yeah, I actually was really encouraged, to be honest. We were sort of expecting, as we started diving into the research, which, by the way, are things like, you know, big national surveys of men or women or what makes relationships tick. Honestly, there's sort of a feeling that a lot of us have that fixing a problem is going to be like 3 years of psychotherapy. You know, like things are just really complicated and there's all these big ticket issues and it can be kind of discouraging. And instead, we actually found that usually the relationship issues are not caused by the big problems. They're not caused in most cases by something, you know, like, I don't know, alcoholism or, you know, some big addiction or whatever. Those happen, but that's not the majority. Most of the time you've got, let's just say you're talking about spouses, you've got a husband and a wife who care about each other, and they're trying really hard, and they don't necessarily know that they're trying hard in the wrong areas, or maybe they're hurting each other, and they really don't intend to. And so suddenly you learn a little bit of new information, and suddenly your eyes are open to some things that you just didn't know, and then you start trying hard in the right areas, and it just changes everything. So basically what we found is it's usually it's usually the little things that once you know them or do them make a really big difference.
Yeah, Shanti, what, you know, when you use the analogy, or use the example, I should say, of alcoholism, what have you found is the root to some of these issues?
Honestly, well, I think probably the biggest root all of us know is that we're just sinful people, right? We're just selfish.
Yeah.
But truly, even though we're selfish, honestly, there is usually, not in 100% of cases, but we found statistically more than 99% of cases, there's usually a lot of goodwill towards the other person. Like, mm-hmm. you care about your wife, or you care about your husband, or whatever, and truly, you just don't realize that this person may need something completely different than you do, and they're thinking or worrying about stuff that's just very different, and so there's stuff that you're doing that might be hurting their feelings, and you never intended to. And so suddenly, light bulb goes on, you learn a few of these things, and suddenly you're avoiding hurting them. You're meeting their needs in ways that you just didn't know mattered before.
I definitely agree with your diagnosis of selfishness. I know for me, with my relationship with my bride, our most tense situations at our house have been because of my selfishness. Let's break down the male gender a little bit, and let's try to figure out the headworms that we have. what are some things that women need to know about men? For example, you say there's a hidden concern underneath the surface that women don't see that impacts men in a big way. What is one of those concerns?
So one of the biggest things that we discovered in the research that women don't know that affects the vast majority of you guys is that you all look on the outside, forgive me for putting it this way, but you all look so confident in yourself, right? Like, we assume that you think you're all that and that you got it all figured out. And sometimes, honestly, we buy it. We think you actually think that about yourself. And instead, what I found, the vast majority of men, it sort of depended on the survey, but it was always 75% of men or more. The men said, yeah, you know, I of course I want to do great things. You know, I want to be a great, let's just say a great husband, for example, or I want to be a great salesperson or whatever. But on the inside, there's this feeling like, you know, I'm really not sure that I know exactly what I'm doing, and I hope nobody finds out. And a lot of guys described it as the imposter complex. And there's this vulnerability and this insecurity, this self-doubt underneath the surface of most men that women don't even know is there. And it's kind of like a raw nerve, and it's painful. Mm. And you can hit the nerve as a wife, for example, without knowing that that's what you're doing at all. And so, you know, literally, like, I had one guy who said it was so painful. I didn't feel like I can do anything right for my wife. And I asked him for example, and he said, you know, well, she asked me to clean the kitchen, and I cleaned it, and then she came home and re-cleaned the kitchen. He's like, it just killed me. And women are like, so? You know, like, what's the big deal? And we don't realize that for a guy, he wants to be a good husband. He wants to do a good job, and you've just said he failed. And you might think, not a big deal. No, it is actually a big deal because of that insecurity.
That is so good. And I would just challenge the men who are listening in right now. I mean, what would it look like if we were all just to be open that we do have this self-doubt, that we do have this insecurity? And what would that do? We'd be off our guard a little bit. We'd be a little bit more open and transparent. We'd have better conversations. And so definitely a challenge to you men. Now, Shanti, what kind of advice would you give to a wife or a girlfriend dealing with this self-doubt and how to really draw it out in a non-challenging or threatening way and not creating more insecurity?
The most important thing for us as women, and, you know, you challenge the guys, so let me challenge the girls, right? You know, gals, honestly, this is what we have to realize. We have to speak to the inner man, not the outer one, and sort of ignore the mask, you know, and sort of the shell, the wall that's up, and realize, you know what, that is just a mask, and there is that self-doubt. There's a lot of vulnerability there. And so that's a real tender heart in most cases. And, you know, we just have a lot of responsibility. You talk about true stewardship, that's a stewardship responsibility for us as women. And so what do you do as a woman? Well, one sort of most urgently, I always tell women, I do a lot of women's conferences, you know, and most urgently, is really to be careful of what that nerve is, to understand it and not hit it. It's so easy to say things like, well, why didn't you do such and such? And, you know, you're kind of saying, well, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
And for him, that's excruciating, and we don't realize it. So that's probably the first thing. But bigger picture, more positively, honestly, we found that for men, that there is something far more important than hearing in a personal relationship than hearing, I love you. We knew that, you know, for men, if they most need to feel respect and appreciation, that, you know, there's some, probably something else other than I love you that mattered, but I kind of realized you can't sort of follow your husband around the house saying, oh, honey, I respect you so much.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just doesn't work. but we actually looked at this on a survey and discovered that if you tell a man thank you and you look for the little things that he does day to day and say thank you, you know, literally like thank you for changing the light bulbs. That was driving me crazy. They were all burned out. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing me coffee. You know, thank you for coming home early to get the kids to soccer. Like, literally these little day-to-day things, that, for a man, is like you just dropped a dozen roses on him. I mean, that is huge. It is far more meaningful for him than hearing even, I love you, because that, to him, is, oh, wow, she does think I measure up. She does appreciate me. She noticed what I did and said it was good. And for a guy who doubts himself, that's huge.
Yeah, definitely. Want to be respected almost more than being loved. And I noticed the other day I vacuumed the upstairs bedroom and she didn't ask me to, but I noticed when she came home that I said, hey, have you been upstairs yet? Like, I'm awesome. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm validate me. Oh, so crazy.
That's awesome. Well, and let me tell you, honestly, I'm actually in the middle of a new research study right now, and I was just writing one of the chapters for my new book and realizing that one of the problems that we as women have is that we kind of think, well, of course he's supposed to vacuum. That's his job. Why should I say thank you? Right?
Like, yeah.
You just sort of think like, why should I, you know, go out of the way to, you know, clap my hands for that? Like, that's just his job. And realize, you know, you're misunderstanding. It's like saying, I love you. Like, why should he say, I love you? Like, you should know that he loves you, but you still want to hear it.
Yep.
It is still fills that part of your heart that's designed, that God designed to be completed in that way. And so this for him, hearing thank you, for him, that's it.
Now, Shanti, before we stop talking about the men's side of this, and of course we will be talking about the women later, so women, you're not getting off the hook on this one, but I've got to ask this one question. Most women have heard that, you know, men are visual, and many women who are listening into this have had to confront a concern about whether their man is looking sideways at another woman or looking at porn. What did you find that is going on inside men that women need to know?
Oh, man, this has been a really fascinating thread of the research because it is so big and emotional for so many women, and yet it turns out there is so much tied to how God has wired the male brain. So here's kind of the short version. You know, I actually ended up writing a whole book on this. It's called Through a Man's Eyes, about our husbands or our sons, like understanding this. So I'm just going to give like the little teeny brain science sort of synopsis here. Essentially, the way that men process life visually is completely different than the way women do. And when men see all those sights that are out there in our culture that they were never supposed to see, right, because every day, men are seeing stuff in public that was only supposed to be seen in private. Mm-hmm. It turns out there's a center in their brain that is sexually stimulated. Like, this doesn't exist in the female brain, this process. It doesn't happen. And yet, it's this involuntary biological stimulation that most godly men who want to be honorable do not want, unless they're alone with their wives, right? They don't want that constant visual stimulation. And every time that center of the brain is activated, you know, when he sees the commercial or the woman walking across the parking lot wearing not much, you know, he has to tear that thought down. He has to look away. He has to think about baseball scores or whatever. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, he sees something else. And that constant stimulation is something that today, that he was never supposed to have to face. And it was only supposed to be something that was a wonderful thing with his wife, which is, of course, where it's designed for. And so a lot of us as women, because our brains are wired completely differently, where we see those same kinds of sights of an attractive man, that center in our brain is not stimulated. We have never experienced that feeling that men experience every day. And so we don't recognize that so many men want to be honorable and are working really hard to try to avoid that. And some percentage of men will have grown pretty weary of that struggle in this culture and truly may have made some really poor choices. And we can't excuse those choices, but we need to have some empathy and some compassion for how can I come alongside you and help and walk through this with you of, you know, walking that back and making better choices. And what does that look like? And most men have learned that they can't really talk to their wives about it because she's not going to get it or she's going to have hurt feelings and they would never want that. And so understanding some of what's behind it, at least for me and a lot of other women I've studied, it dramatically changes how you talk to your husband about it.
Well, folks, we are talking with Shanti Felden, and she is a best-selling author of several books in several languages, and we're talking all right now about things we need to know about men, and in just a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about what we need to know about women. And now today, we're talking about relationships, but if you're a listener to this podcast and you've related to something that you've heard on the show today, I want to let you know that there is hope. You can take control of your relationships and you can take control of your money. You've heard me talk about Financial Peace University as a class, but did you know that there's a DVD home study available as well? It includes all the same life-changing lessons that have helped over 5 million people get out of debt and learn to spend and save and steward wisely. You hear us talk about it all the time on this show. The Financial Peace University DVD home study allows you to learn at your own pace, at your house. And right now, I've worked out a limited time offer just for our listeners. It's available for $99 when you use the promo code Chris Brown with no spaces right there at stewardship.com. That price is our lowest price we've ever offered. So now's the time to take the first step to change your future. Make a plan for your money with the Financial Peace University DVD home study at stewardship.com.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
We are talking with researcher and best-selling author Shanti Felden, talking all about relationships. Now, Shanti, tell us a little bit about Women, for Men Only, which is the book that I guess I was allowed to read. the subtitle is A Straightforward Guide to the Inner Lives of Women. Now, how do you even avoid picking that up? I'm sure I speak for all the men out there when I say that they would love a simple, straightforward guide to figuring out women. So what are some of those simple truths that men need to know? For example, if there was one most important thing a man needed to know about women, what would it be?
So for, let's just say, the husbands out there, especially, like if you're married, probably the most important thing is the reverse of, we were talking about how for a man, his most important feeling is feeling that his wife respects him and appreciates him and trusts him, right? That's his thing. Well, for women, it's no surprise for men to know that women most need to feel loved. But I think for men, what is the surprise is you don't realize how easy it is for her to not feel loved. Because there is something that happens. It's kind of a weird difference between us. When we get married, when, you know, a man and a woman get married, two different things happen in their heart. For a guy, you know, he sees his wife walk down the aisle and they sign the marriage papers and they say, I do. And then he's like, okay, cool, on to the next thing. Like, okay, that's done. And it never comes up in his heart. Does she love me? Like, that just doesn't come up. For a woman, that doesn't happen. There is no switch in her brain that gets flipped to this position of, oh, now I feel permanently loved. And instead, underneath the surface, just like men have this concern, do I measure up? You know, am I any good at what I do? That secret insecurity. For a woman, it's more of a secret question of, you know, am I lovable? And in marriage, it kind of becomes, would he choose me all over again? Mm. And that's this question that she has under the surface. It's not conscious, but it's under the surface. And it's kind of this thing that she needs to know the answer to every day, because she has that question every day. Would he choose me all over again? And it's sitting there. It's kind of, it's latent. But when you have an argument or you're at a difficult place in a difficult season, maybe you're withdrawing a little bit, or maybe it's just things are going bad at work. Like, it could be a whole host of things. But when you're withdrawing or you're in conflict, that thing, that feeling, that worry gets triggered in her.
Yeah.
And it, like, rises up, and it's this feeling like, are we okay? That's sort of what it feels like for a woman. Mm. And she needs to be reassured.
Yeah.
That I love you, and I'm not going anywhere. And honestly, that level of reassurance is something that men just usually aren't aware of. But once you know that, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, Shanti, I'm getting a bunch of amens through the glass. Amanda is just doing backflips and thanking you for all your wisdom. So you got a bunch of men hearing this inner question. And of course, what they're going to want to do, they're going to want to go and fix it, right? There's some things they can, could they fix it? Should they fix it? Or is there some things they can do to prevent it? Give them some advice on how to deal with this inner question.
Absolutely. So actually, both, to know how to fix it and to prevent it. Both of those two things are really crucial. She's having that, are we okay kind of feeling. Honestly, it makes this huge difference. If you've had a conflict, you probably need some space as a guy. Like, that's one of the things we tell women on the other side. Like, men need time and space to process things instead of talking them through. But when you go get that space, that's even more excruciating for her. And so to be able to say something like, you know, honey, I'm really angry. I need to get some space, but I want you to know we're okay. Whew, that's a huge relief. Now, it doesn't necessarily solve everything, but it makes it a whole lot easier to solve, because you've now reassured her in at least a starting point way. So honestly, that's one of those things. I think on the survey, I'd have to look it up, but it was something like 87%, 88% of women said that that would make this huge difference. I mean, that's a pretty high number.
Yeah, I would say so.
Talk about a fix. So what do you do to prevent it? Now, this is even cooler, guys, because you can actually prevent it. And it's really, the key is to constantly answer that question every day. I would choose you all over again today and today and today. And for guys, you're kind of probably going, now what? Like, what does that look like? And it's, to some degree, it's that same message that you sent every day when you were dating her. Like, you already know how to do it. The guys, of course, your brains probably go to, oh, that was exhausting. You know, like, I got married so I could stop doing that stuff.
No,
honestly,
no.
a lot of guys automatically, your brains go to the big, you know, candlelight dinner that took so much time to arrange. Honestly, that's nice, but that's not what I'm talking about. You could send her the message, you know, I would choose you all over again by just reaching across and taking her hand when you're walking across the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that says that. It's those little things, like, you know, sending her a text message during the day that says, this has been such an awful day at work. I can't wait to see you tonight. I love you so much. I mean, she's going to save that text message because that means something. It says, I love you. You're lovable. I would choose you all over again. If you do that enough, she has so much security in your relationship that when you have those conflicts, that are we okay thing just doesn't come up in the same way. It's this wonderful dynamic.
In the book, too, where you talk a lot about, you know, sometimes it's just listening. And I love that component as well. We just need to listen more as men, for sure. Well, Shanti, I thank you so much for joining us. It's a definite honor to have you on the show. Thanks for all your wisdom. And folks, everything that you need to know about Shanti can be found at stewardship.com. Social media handles, websites, book information, all that at stewardship.com. And I cannot recommend her resources enough. It has been transformational for me and my bride, and I hope it is for you as well. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the Financial Peace University DVD Home Study is the plan that you need for your money. You can order today for only $99 at stewardship.com when you use my name as the promo code, Chris Brown, with no spaces. And folks, this deal will not last forever. The lowest that we've ever offered. And while you're there at stewardship.com, be sure to sign up for the weekly newsletter that will help encourage you along your journey. Once again, a big thank you to Shanti Felden. And until next time, folks, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.